Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 9:40 on this Tuesday morning. Talks continue to avert a default and raise perhaps the debt ceiling. Joining us right now to talk about this and about the 14th Amendment, which keeps getting thrown in there, ABC News contributor Sarah Isker. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. Keep hearing about several Democratic senators said, hey, look, let's just invoke the 14th Amendment. What is the 14th Amendment, and why would this be or not be applicable here?
Well, I think what's really making my head explode about this whole thing is that they're talking about the 14th Amendment as if it's some sort of get-out-of-crisis-free card. Why go through the messiness and the compromise of legislation with Congress if the president this whole time has had a magic wand? You just say the words 14th Amendment like an incantation, and the debt crisis is solved. In fact, what the 14th Amendment says is that the debts of the United States shall not be questioned. What it's trying to prevent is one Congress, you know, passing a bill that spends money, and then the next Congress coming in and saying, we don't owe that money. That never happened. That's questioning the debt. Here, it's not that anyone's saying we didn't spend the money. They're saying we don't have the money to pay it back. And that's pretty different. And even if you think I'm wrong about that, by the way, the Article 1 of the Constitution gives Congress the power to raise revenue, taxes, spend money, appropriations, and borrow on the credit of the United States, you know, take on debt. So even if the 14th Amendment says basically the debt ceiling is unconstitutional, it certainly doesn't give the president any of those three powers that it gave to Congress. So even if the debt ceiling is unconstitutional, it's still up to Congress to fix it. Joe Biden cannot just say, well, Congress didn't fix it, so now I'll get to do unconstitutional things and act like Congress.
That makes absolute sense. I mean, Congress rarely tries to pass the buck and basically say, well, we don't want responsibility for this, unless it's something really bad, right?
Well, and we've been seeing this trend increase for 20 years, that members of Congress have learned this like Pavlovian dog trick, that if they just cry crisis enough and don't get it done, that a president will step in and fix it for them. We've seen it from both parties, by the way. President Obama, remember, initially said he had no power to do anything about Dreamers, you know, undocumented kids in the country. And then when Congress failed to do something, he was like, well, I'll just try it myself. President Trump did it about banning bump stocks after Congress failed to pass legislation. And now you see Biden doing it over the debt ceiling. Basically, they'll wait until the last minute, call it a crisis, and then have presidential magic wand times that the courts down the road will say, no, that you can't do that. That's not the president's job. But members of Congress are cheering it on, because why would you want to take a tough vote that you have to explain? You could get primaried from the left or the right. And so instead, and that's what's really, I think, frustrating me, is the very people cheering on the president usurping powers of Congress are members of Congress.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to do the work. You do it. I sense your frustration. I share your frustration here as well. We're talking with Sarah Isker, ABC News contributor. On a more serious note, do you think that there will be some sort of compromise made? It sounds like the latest negotiations between the president and the speaker are at least going the right direction. What's your take?
Look, the fact that they're meeting is a good sign. You know, I think the bad news on this is that Democrats had, remember, both the Senate and the House just back in December. They could have done this on their own without compromising. And then Biden said he wouldn't negotiate for 97 days. They lost in that process. And now he's at the table right up against the deadline. But you'll be amazed how deadlines make people in Washington act. But we're running out of time because, of course, June 1 might be the deadline that Janet Yellen says. And by the way, she kind of does get to just decide these things and announce them. But it takes time to actually draft legislation. Even after McCarthy and Biden come to an agreement, it has to wait 72 hours in the House. Then it has to get passed by the Senate. So we're looking at probably 5 days that we need to even get to that June 1st deadline. And we're basically there.
This is like the student asking for an extension on the term paper, isn't it?
if the term paper was the full faith and credit of the United States. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Endlessly frustrating. Sarah, I appreciate your analysis. Thanks for being with us today.
You bet. Thank you.